Good morning, Feedcast listeners, and welcome back to your daily dose of AI-powered tech news. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jess, ready to dive into the digital fray. Today we're talking disappearing robotics, concert tickets on Spotify, AI blowing things up, and data that'll last longer than you or I will.
Sounds delightful. Let's get started. Our first story comes from TechCrunch. Amazon is halting its Blue Jay robotics project after less than 6 months. Apparently, their dreams of home robots haven't quite materialized or rolled on schedule.
Ouch. Less than 6 months? That's a pretty quick pivot. I thought Amazon was all in on automating everything. What went wrong?
The article suggests it wasn't meeting performance expectations and cost targets, which is corporate speak for it sucked and cost too much. Building a robot that doesn't break the house is apparently harder than selling things online.
So, what happens now? Do they recycle the parts, or is there a robot graveyard somewhere in Seattle?
Probably a bit of both. They'll likely repurpose some components, and the rest will become robot compost. It's a reminder that even Amazon doesn't always get it right. Speaking of things blowing up metaphorically or literally...
Segue alert! What's next, Dan?
Our next story, from Wired, is about a defense company making AI agents that blow things up. Real things, I assume.
Okay, that's significantly more dramatic than a failed home robot. AI agents blowing things up? This sounds like the plot of a bad sci-fi movie.
Indeed. The article details how they're developing autonomous systems for military applications. Think self-targeting drones and the like. It's a brave new world, and not necessarily in a good way.
I have so many questions. Who's responsible when something goes wrong? How do we ensure these things don't go rogue? Is Skynet inevitable?
Those are excellent questions, Jess. And frankly, nobody has solid answers yet. It's a technology outpacing our ethical frameworks. A bit like those Amazon robots, only with more explosive potential.
Okay, I need a palate cleanser after that. Something less... apocalyptic. Maybe some music?
You read my mind. TechCrunch reports that SeatGeek and Spotify are teaming up to offer concert ticket sales inside the music platform. Finally, a way to impulsively buy tickets while already overwhelmed with musical choice.
I actually kind of love this. It's so seamless. I can discover a new artist and then immediately buy tickets to see them live. My bank account is already weeping.
It's certainly convenient, but I foresee a lot of regret purchases happening. Picture this. You're listening to some obscure Icelandic metal band at 2 a.m., fueled by questionable decisions, and suddenly you're committed to a concert next Tuesday.
Okay, that's alarmingly specific. But point taken, impulse control is not my strong suit. Hopefully they'll have a good refund policy.
One can only hope. And speaking of things that will hopefully last longer than a questionable concert ticket purchase.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Microsoft and their 10,000-year data storage medium. Glass. Ars Technica has the story.
That's right. Microsoft is betting on glass as the ultimate long-term storage solution. Forget hard drives and flash memory. Apparently, etched glass is the key to preserving data for millennia.
A 10,000-year guarantee? I wonder what kind of data they think is so important that it needs to survive the next ice age. My Spotify playlists, maybe?
Probably not your playlists. More likely government archives, scientific research, and dare I say, the blueprints for those AI agents we discussed earlier.
Well, that's a slightly terrifying thought. Let's just hope that whatever's etched into that glass is something we want future civilizations to find.
Agreed. So, from exploding robots to potentially immortal data, that's our show for today. Thanks for tuning in to Feedcast Radio.
Don't forget to subscribe, and maybe think twice before buying those concert tickets. I know I will. Until next time.
And remember, The future is uncertain, but at least we have glass.
And now let's groove into some music. Enjoy.
Thank you.